At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Look, it's not going well for Penn State, although it does kind of feel like they've narrowed in on their guy. I haven't seen the official announcement, but it sounds like Matt Campbell, come on down. I think they said that they've basically agreed in principle.
Yeah, Ross Dellinger from Yahoo Sports was the last to report that, yes.
Yeah, so it's just a matter now of you got to dot some I's, cross some T's.
It sounds like the paperwork, yeah, just hasn't been signed.
Boy, can you imagine if Penn State manages to F this up? How awesome would it be if Matt Campbell was, like, pulling the old oops? Like, he was just doing this just to make Penn State look even worse? It's been 2 months, right? They missed out on every coach known to man. And Now we've got leaked audio of their AD. Although, and by the way, I don't condone this because it's really crappy. So Pat Kraft, who's the AD at Penn State, apparently had a meeting with a bunch of the players, right? Kind of like a come to Jesus, what do we need to do sort of thing. And it lasts like 35 minutes and someone recorded it and then leaked it. And I just think that's like one of the crappiest things you can do. And by the way, you should find out who did it and get that guy the hell out of there. And by the way, I do believe that in most states that is illegal. To record someone without their knowledge and then go ahead and leak that?
Like in Oregon, it's legal. We're a one-party state, so I could record you without your knowledge. But in Pennsylvania, it is an all-party consent state.
It is just such a crappy thing to do. Like, here's a guy, and he's laying it bare. And I think it kind of makes him look like a clown. But actually, apparently there's a lot of Penn State faithful that think it makes him look awesome.
I mean,
they're kind of on board. I mean, he goes through, I mean, it's like 35 minutes. And he goes through, and basically, to summarize it, he only cares about winning, no matter what. All he wants to do is win. He thinks Ohio State is kind of the king of the mountain, and they're not far. He thinks Michigan's a bunch of cheats. He hated James Franklin because James Franklin wouldn't pay the top guys the top money. Franklin wanted to spread it out so everyone got a cut.
Yeah.
Said that's not the way to do it. He hates Oregon, and he doesn't understand how anyone goes to Oregon because there's nothing to do, and we'll get to that. He makes fun of Iowa's 90-year-old quarterback, but they ran for 100 yards on him. I mean, he just, like, goes in. He talks about, like, other teams. He talks about, like, his team says that, like, they need to play, like, the younger studs. So it's kind of an all-encompassing sort of bitchy rant, which, again, whether it makes him look good, whether it makes him look bad, whoever recorded that, you're a piece of crap. And I'm assuming it's one of the players, and that's BS. That's some 7-9 BS. But apparently we found out that the athletic director of Penn State doesn't like Oregon very much and doesn't think much of them.
Ohio State's Ohio State, but it's not like they're way light years better than us talented-wise. This kid's been able to get over the hump. Michigan stinks. Joe. Cheated their balls off. That's real, by the way. They did. Oregon? Quarterback was shaking and over. But we have to win those games.
Oregon's quarterback was not shaking in overtime, but okay there, sir. Pretty sure one of those touchdown passes was one play, Gary Bryant Jr., touchdown.
It was the first play of overtime.
Hook up.
He had two drives, and he scored two touchdowns, including one juking your All-American defensive end out of his shoes and throwing a touchdown pass. But do we have the other one where he talks about how does Oregon get kids?
Yeah, the finding one? Yeah. Here's where they... We'll do the fining one, and then I'll complete the trifecta.
Yeah, the trifecta.
Yeah, with the Oregon frauds one. Here's the fine clip.
Oh, by the way, everybody else gets a scholarship. I know we don't care about scholarships anymore, but you still get the scholarships, right? And they get the awesome, all that. And if you don't, you're out. Georgia and Oregon, what they do, late for class, $10,000 fine. That's how they get their money back.
So he said in the earlier part of the clip, you couldn't really hear, they're flipping scholarships, accusing Oregon of doing so, and then also fining their players.
We're fining players $10,000?
Suk, I thought you talked about that, actually, that there was one way in the current NIL money, you know, way of doing things in college football for these schools to maybe discipline some of these kids is to, hey, you don't bring your playbook to the, you know, to the practice today, $5,000. You show up late for class, $10,000 fine.
I have no idea. Like, I kind of want to poke into that now. You get a $10,000 fine. There is, we'll talk about this later. Georgia is suing a kid. The University of Georgia is suing one of their former players for $390,000 for breaking his NIL contract.
Like a buyout, essentially, like a coach leaving a school.
Yeah, they only gave him $30,000.
Yeah.
But they're saying that he owes them $390,000 for breaking the contract. So, I don't know.
That sounds
I don't
like
know
a,
if that's real.
That.
And I'm guessing Lanny would never tell us, but I kind of want to dig into this to know, like, if you're late to an Oregon meeting, do you get fined 10 G's? With the Broncos, we got fined for being late, but it was usually like $100.
Suk, you were just talking about in the last week or so how you could not go from BYU to any other school because they were going to block and hold your scholarship.
Yeah.
That kind of sounds, without doing that, what George is doing here, saying, hey, we're going to pay you $30,000, but your buyout to get out of here is going to be 10 times as much.
We'll talk about it because it's going to go to court. Yeah. So we'll see how this goes. And then this is the last piece where I just like that the AD has a problem with Oregon. I think it's funny that the Ducks came up multiple times.
Have you all been to Oregon?
No.
Ain't shit going on. It's a bunch of weirdos.
The whole Nike
deal. Yep. And get addressed if we are going to actually win a national championship, which is what we will do here. That's what Ohio State, Michigan, as it pains me to say, and Georgia, Bama, and Oregon right now, although I think they're frauds.
Oregon, you know, I think they're frauds. Screw you. You set off a domino effect of coaches getting fired, and you didn't even find yours until afterwards.
I just think it's great. Dude, you lost to them in the Big Ten title game. You lost to them this year. They out-recruit you. They're not spending 2 months looking for a coach. They don't have the 136th ranked recruiting class. But I do enjoy this. So there's a bunch of weirdos and there's nothing to do. And look, I'm not saying Eugene is the like most happening place on earth. Have you been to State College? By the way, one of the things he talked about, the reason he brought that up is they're saying that no one wants to go play at Penn State because it's in the middle of nowhere. And people want to go to Ohio State and people want to go to Michigan because they're by major cities. Ann Arbor is a short drive away from Detroit and Ohio State's in Columbus. So, no offense, but you can't say that there's nothing to do in Oregon when you live in State College, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, what Hershey Park? What are we doing here? If you drive 7 hours from there, you might get to Mount Rushmore, idiots.
I just love the bunch of frauds. Bunch of frauds. They're handing out $10,000 fines. So, I don't know. Whether it makes him look good, whether it makes him look bad, I'm guessing that dependent on what you think of Penn State. I don't like that the audio got leaked, but at the same time, it's kind of funny to hear him losing his S because how he has a job at this point is beyond me. That is the ultimate self-inflicted wound that I've seen in college football. Although Matt Campbell probably puts a bandage over that, but I mean, this could be a couple years to dig your way out of this.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.